USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Presidential candidate Donald Trump's legal team has until the end of the day to respond to special counsel Jack Smith's motion for a protective order. Smith filed the motion on Friday after Trump posted on Truth Social, quote, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you," end quote. Trump pleaded not guilty Thursday to criminal charges connected to January 6. Trump calls the Department of Justice weaponized, and what they're doing to him constitutes election interference. President Biden heads west this week. He'll be visiting Arizona to tout his economic policies. Biden will also travel to New Mexico and Utah as part of the trip. The White House said Biden will spotlight the one-year anniversary of the Inflation Reduction Act. Biden's western swing is scheduled to end Thursday. The last former Minneapolis police officer charged in connection with George Floyd's 2020 murder will be sentenced today. Tu Tao was convicted of aiding and abetting manslaughter. He's already in prison for 3.5 years, sentenced for depriving Floyd of his civil rights when he died at the hands of police. A new national monument may be coming to Arizona.
The Washington Post reports President Biden is considering designating more than 1 million acres around the Grand Canyon to continue protecting the area from uranium mining. A 20-year ban on the practice was put in place by the Obama administration in 2012, but designating the area as a national monument would make the ban permanent. Biden is traveling to Arizona as part of a Western trip this week where the announcement could be made. I'm Jerry Barmash.
At least 2 people are dead after a boat fire in Southern California. Fire officials say it happened Saturday in Long Beach near a fuel dock. 3 people survived the incident and were treated at a nearby hospital with burn-related injuries. Multiple land-based and marine-based resources were needed to put out the fire. Authorities are investigating the cause. USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV with great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans.
A claim from Trump's lawyer on the new January 6 charges is rejected by former Vice President Mike Pence.
Donald Trump's lead lawyer on the 2020 election conspiracy case, John Lauro, said the former vice president was not directed to change electors.
One of the last and the ultimate requests that President Trump made was to pause the voting for 10 days to allow the states to recertify or certify or audit, and Mr. Pence rejected that as well.
He said after that it was a peaceful transfer of power. However, Pence, also on CNN State of the Union, said that's not the way it happened on January 6th.
The American people deserve to know that President Trump, you know, asked me to put him over my oath to the Constitution.
I'm Jerry Barmash.
A Florida man rescued from the Atlantic Ocean is said to be in good spirits after being missing for almost 2 days. The U.S. Coast Guard says an air crew spotted Charles Gregory floating in a small boat roughly 12 miles offshore Saturday before boat crews pulled him from the water. Gregory's family reported him missing Friday after he didn't return from an early morning fishing trip off the coast of St. Augustine. While Gregory was sunburned and dehydrated, he did not suffer any serious injuries. U.S. Women's Soccer Team World Cup shootout loss to Sweden yesterday is the worst loss in USA women's soccer history. The team never finished below third place ever. Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.